感谢神。在我们开始主日信息分享之前，我们刚才就是在读经文的时候，我听到有人在这里有一处是这样读的，我们来看一下哈。
Just now when we read the verses,
OK, 就是第八节，腓立比书三章的第八节。不但如此，我已将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，我听见有弟兄姊妹读到他为我已经丢弃万事，我相信是一个口误啊，我相信是一个口误，但是在这里呢，经文却是说我为他已经丢弃万事啊，所以在这里我特别说明一下哈。
Yeah, I heard someone read this verse as he has lost all things for my sake, but the verse here is I have lost all things for his sake.
感谢神，有需要回到主日学的青少年儿童，此刻可以回到主日学当中。
To go to Sunday school, you are dismissed.
我们请大家一起起立，我们来读一处圣经的经文。在这里我想说明一下，如果有身体不舒服或者是比较年长的弟兄姊妹身体不太舒服呢，你这时候就可以坐着的你不用起立的那么如果你身体觉得没有问题，然后你也年轻力壮的，那你就可以站起来。我们一起来读一处圣经的经文，我们先来读马太福音的一章十八到二十三节。
Let's read the scripture together.
基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。你将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。我们再来读一处圣经的经文，是在希伯来书的十章七节。那时我说：神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you for giving us your only beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Word become flesh, came into this world.
感谢主耶稣基督。担负世人的罪，在十字架上牺牲他自己。
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, bore our sins and died on the cross.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们可以罪得赦免。
And died, he died and was buried and was raised to life on the third day, so that whoever believes in him will have, will our sins are forgiven.
我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们就被圣灵借着神的道所重生，我们就得着永生的盼望。
We who believes in him, will, be regenerated by the word through his Holy Spirit, and we have eternal hope.
在这个 我们来思想，来纪念主耶稣基督降生的日子，愿圣灵来光照，来带领我们。
And we think about the birth of Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit help us, lead us.
愿神的话语成我们生命的粮食，成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word of God become a bread of life and a lamp to my feet and light on my path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
上两个礼拜我们一家去到宾州去参加我的牧师 Steve 弟兄的这个葬礼和追思仪式。
And in the past 2 weeks, our family went to Pennsylvania to attend our pastor Steve's funeral service and memorial service.
然后我们从宾州飞回波伊斯的第二天，我们一家人做的第一件事就跑到 BSU 去做新冠检测去了。
A second day when we came back to Boise and we went to BSU for the COVID test.
啊，感谢神的保守哈，我们一家人检测结果都是阴性哈，我们一家人都没有感染新冠病毒。
Thank God and he protected us and the result of our test were all negative.
有很多人来自美国不同的州去到宾州的一个小镇来参加史蒂夫弟兄的葬礼。
Many people from different states went to the small town in Pennsylvania to attend Steve's memorial service.
然后在这个追思仪式上呢，就很多人都分享史蒂夫弟兄生前的一些事情给他们带来多么大的一些祝福，属天属灵的祝福。
And in the memorial service, and many people shared many things about Steve while he was alive, and those things has brought a lot of spiritual and heavenly blessings to them.
然后在 Steve 弟兄的追思仪式和葬礼上面呢，这是一个可以说是一个非常隆重的一个追思仪式和葬礼。
And in the funeral service and memorial service was a great memorial service.
但是从另外一个方面来说呢，他跟我去过很多的这个追思仪式葬礼，有一个很不一样的地方，就是他其实是非常简朴的。
And well, on the other hand, it's different from those services we have been to, and it's a very simple funeral.
就是。非常简单的一个布置，然后没有什么很豪华精美的这个棺木棺材啊，没有各样制作精美的这些画册呀，还有一些立板呐，这些东西都没有看到。
And without those beautiful decorations and without those exquisite albums or those large portraits.
然后包括这个追思仪式结束之后的这个大家在一起也是一个非常简单的一个小小的一个便餐不像我去过很多其他的葬礼，我们一般会去到很漂亮的地方，比较好一点的地方大家在一起有一个宴席这样。那么这是非常非常简单的一个追思仪式之后非常简单的一个简单的午餐。
And after the service, there was only a gathering of with a very simple lunch, and not as some funerals I have been to, they had a large banquet.
然后安葬的时候呢，也事实上跟我以前去过的一些葬礼不太一样，就是一个很简单的骨灰盒，然后也很小的一块墓地。就把骨灰盒就安葬在这个地方，也没有看到好像制作比较精美的碑文啊，这些都没有看到。
And when we went to the graveyard, and it's not like those services we have been to, and it's very simple wound, and not with those beautiful coffins It's very small cemetery.
所以一方面来说，这是非常隆重的一个追思仪式和葬礼，因为有很多的人来自全美各地，去参加 Steve 弟兄的这样的一个追思。但是从另外一方面来讲，这也是一个非常简朴，甚至有些人会用简陋这个词。
And on one hand, I can see this is a very great service, memorial service, because many people.Come from different places to attend this service. And on the other hand, it is also very simple, or some people may see it's a very cheap service.
在我小的时候呢，有一段时间我住在中国大陆农村乡下的地方。
When I was young, I lived in the countryside in mainland China.
然后呢，我这时候就跟当地的一些住家呀，就是我那个时候很小嘛，就是跑的到处玩啊，怎么样，就跟一些老人家就很熟悉，然后就跟他们聊天。
When I was very young, at that time I ran everywhere and I talked with those old people in that place.
然后呢，往往去到这些老人家家里呢，一进门呐，他摆在这个堂屋一个地方很显眼的地方，就是个棺材。
And when I went to some of their houses and in the living room, when I entered the door, and there was a coffin in that room.
我那时候小嘛，刚去还有点怕，哎呀，为什么把棺材摆在这儿？后来跟这些老人家关系好啊，熟，我就问他，哎，为什么你们都把棺材要摆在这儿呢？
I was very young at that time, so I was a little afraid at first because they put a coffin in their living room. And later, when I get familiar with them and asked.Then why you put a coffin in your room?
然后老人家告诉我，他说：“哎呀，小孩子啊，你不知道啊。他说我一生最大的愿望，就是我死之前呐、啊，能够给自己准备好这样一个好的棺材。”
They said, "The little boy, you may not know that my biggest wish in my whole life is that I can prepare a good coffin like this, before I die."
然后每天起来第一件事，我看一看，摸一摸，哎呀，我这一天心情都很好。
And every day when I wake up and I look at this coffin and I touch it and I feel very happy.
那有些老人家他的家里呢就没有棺材，那些老人家就很难过啊，非常难过啊。
And some old people they haven't got their coffins yet and they feel sad.
哎呀，我一生中最大的愿望实现不了，心里很难过，就是没有给自己准备好一口好棺材。
Because they haven't realized their greatest wish in their lifetime, and they haven't prepared a good coffin for their death.
所以当我看到 Steve 弟兄那个小小的骨灰盒的时候，我就想起我小时候所看到的那些老年人。那么在他们心中，那 Steve 弟兄那一生。就很虚度啊，死的时候连个棺材都没有啊。
So when I look at the little wooden box of Brother Steve, and I thought about those old men, when I was young, the probably those people when they saw the Steve's little wooden box, they might feel this person has lived a life of failure.
Steve 弟兄把他一生奉献给主，40年的时间在海外做宣教士。
Brother Steve has devoted his whole life to the Lord, and for 40 years, and he went overseas to be a missionary.
最后在地上的归处，就是一个骨灰盒和一个小小的墓穴。
And at the end of his life, and he ended in the little wooden box and a small cemetery.
后来我就在想啊，我在这个追思仪式上，尤其是在安葬的葬礼，我就在想，那 Steve 弟兄的一生。跟这个世界上千千万万的人到底有什么不同呢？
And in that memorial service and in that funeral service, and I have been thinking that what's the difference between Brother Steve and those thousands and thousands of people in the world?
然后，我们知道现在是纪念主耶稣基督降生的，这段日子。
We know it's a season we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
那我想，那主耶稣基督在地上的。短短的一生啊，30多年，那到底跟这个世界上许许多多的人到底有什么不同呢
？And I have been thinking that in Jesus' short life of about 30 years on the earth, and what's the difference between his life and the life of those thousands and thousands of people in this world.
出生的时候降生在马槽，死的时候连自己的一个墓穴都没有，是葬在别人的墓穴里面。
And when he was born, he was born in the stable. And when he died, he was buried in other people's tomb and didn't even have his own tomb.
所以，那史蒂夫医生在世人看来，这跟千千万万的人到底有什么不同？
And Steve's life, what's the difference between his life to the life of those other people in the world?
当然有很多不同的地方，但是我特别思想到有一处不同的地方，就是主耶稣来到这个世界上，他知道他在这个世界上他的目标和使命是什么。
Of course, we can think of many, many differences, but one difference, and I can think about, is when the Lord Jesus Christ was on the earth and he knows his purpose and the mission of his life.
他的目标和使命绝对不是为了给自己留一口好棺材。
And his purpose and mission of his life is never to prepare a good coffin for his life.
那么 Steve 弟兄在地上的一生跟这个世界上千千万万的人有什么不同呢？那至少有一点不同。
And what's the difference between the Steve's life and the life of those thousands and thousands of other people in the world? At least I can tell one difference.
也就是 Steve 弟兄他也知道他在这个世界上的目标和使命都是真正是什么。他的目标和使命绝对不是为了给自己最后留下一个好的棺材。
And I can tell that the brother Steve, he knows his purpose and mission of his whole life, and his mission and the purpose of his life is not to prepare a good coffin for himself.
而这个世界上很多很多人，他不是真正的知道自己在这个世上的一生，我的目标，我的使命到底是什么。
Well, many people in this world, they do not know the purpose and mission of their life.
有些人认为，哎呀，活在这个世界上的一生就是为了积攒钱财。
A lot of people think that they live in this world to collect money, collect treasures.
有些人觉得，哎呀，我活在这个地上的一生，哎呀，就尽可能吃好一点，喝好一点，多享受一点。
Some people think that they live in this world to eat more and to drink more and to enjoy more.
那有些人认为，哎呀，我这一辈子就是为孩子活着。
Some people think that they live this life for their children.
有些人说，哎呀，我这一辈子就是为我父母活着。
Some for their parents.
那还有一些人，就像我刚才提到的，有些人，哎呀，我这一辈子就是为了挣一口好棺材。
Some others, just as I have mentioned, for a good coffin.
但是当主耶稣降生来到这个世界上的时候，主耶稣就知道他在这个世界上他一生的目标，他一生的使命是什么。
Well, Jesus was born in this world. When he came into the world, he knows the purpose and mission of his life on this world, on this earth.
在主耶稣年幼的时候，他知道我应当以我天父上帝的事为念。
When Jesus was still very little, and he knows that he must be about his father's business.
在我们所读到的希伯来书十章七节。主耶稣说：“神啊，我来了，我要照你的旨意行。”
The verse we just read, Hebrews 10:7, it just said, "Behold, I've come to do your will, O God."
主耶稣他知道我来到这个世界上，我为什么来？我的目标是什么？我的使命是什么？他知道。
Jesus knows why he comes to the world, his purpose and his mission.
Steve 弟兄他也知道。
Brother Steve.Knew this also.
他也很小的时候他就知道我这一生在这个世界上我为什么活着，我的目标和我的使命到底是什么。
Well, Brother Steve was very young. He knew his purpose and his mission in this world, and he knows why he was living.
所以他选择他要去到的大学，他选择他要加入的教会，他选择自己一生的事业，或者说职业，就是他要做一个去到海外的宣教士。
and he chose the universities he went to, and he chose the church that he went to, and he also chose the career he would do in his whole life to be a missionary.
然后他把他一生大部分时光都放都在海外来做宣教士。
And he spent most of his lifetime overseas to be a missionary.
所以当耶稣我们今天来思想耶稣基督的降生，我们也思想这个世界上许许多多信靠跟从耶稣的人，他们在世上的一生到底跟这个世人有什么不同呢？
Today when we think about the birth of Jesus Christ, we should also think about what's the difference between those people who believe and trust in Jesus and the other people in the world.
当然是有很多很多的不同，但是我们今天要特别注意到有一点不同，就这些人信靠跟从耶稣的人，主耶稣基督，他们知道我在这个世界上的目标和使命到底是什么。
Although there are many differences, but today we'll think about this one. And those who believe and trust in Jesus in this world, and they know their life purpose and their mission.
在很多年以前，我其实对圣经有一处地方，我一直感到很不理解，很困惑。
Many years ago, I had a doubt and had a question on one verse in the Bible.
就在马太福音九章三十六节，他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人。这就是指主耶稣看见世人。
Matthew 9:36, when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. That's when the Lord Jesus views the world.
我看到这个我就在想，哎，耶稣基督他自己，他说他在地上连枕头的地方都没有。耶稣基督他自己，他没有妻子，没有孩子，没有家庭，他在自己在这个地上是到处流浪的，是一个 homeless。
And I was thinking that the Lord Jesus himself, and he said that he does not have a place to lay his head. He does not have a family, a wife or children. And he was wandering in this world, and he is kind of homeless.
所以他，耶稣是一个困苦流离的人呢？那耶稣为什么看世人是困苦流离呢？
And we can see that Jesus was weary and scattered. One, why he viewed the world, the people in the world as weary and scattered.
那世人很多人都有自己的房子啊，有自己的家庭啊，有自己的产业啊，有自己的存款呐、啊，那没有到处流浪啊。
And many people in this world, they have their own houses, and they have their own family, and their children, and their possessions. They were not wandering about.
那为什么？不是世人看的耶稣好可怜哦，到处流浪，而是耶稣看见世人很可怜，困苦流离。
And why isn't that the people in the world views Jesus as weary and scattered, but Jesus views the world, the people in the world as weary and scattered?
耶稣没有流浪，耶稣他知道他的目标，知道他的方向。
Jesus was not wandering in this world. He knows his life purpose and his direction.
世人，你虽然有房产，你虽然有产业，你虽然银行里有存款，但是你没有真正知道你人生的目标和方向，你是在困苦流离，你是在痛苦的流浪。
Although the people in the world, they have their houses and possessions and the savings, but they do not know the purpose and mission of their life, and they are living in the weary and scattered life, and they're living pains.
所以在上帝的眼中，在耶稣的眼中，看这世人，你可能住在豪华的房子里面，你可能有一个在世人看来很羡慕的家庭，你可能拥有丰富的产业，银行的存款，股市的投资，但是你却有一个流浪的灵魂，你却有一个受苦的灵魂，在这个充满罪的世界里痛苦挣扎。
And in Jesus' eyes, in God's eyes, although the people in this world, you may live in large mansions, or you have possessions, you have a family, you have investments and savings, but you live in a very wandering, you have a wandering soul, and you live in pains.
这两天看到一个让人很感慨的一个新闻，有点八卦哈。
And these 2 days, and I have been reading a kind of a news.
哎呀，一个被一直被认为称为优质偶像的这样的一位，刚宣布离婚，他的前妻就把他私生活的丑闻，几千字的文章全部向公众公开出来。
Just as this person who was viewed as a quality idol, and he just announced his divorce, and his ex-wife has posted a long article, thousands of words, to expose his life scandal.
这个明星呢，为什么被称为优质偶像呢？他是很多父母心中理想的孩子啊，我的孩子要成为这样就好了。
And why this celebrity was viewed as a quality idol in people's eyes? Because many parents viewed him as an ideal child, and they hope that their children can become like him.
顷刻之间成为一个被世人嘲笑的一个小丑。
And suddenly, and he became a clown that loved by the people.
虽然拥有金钱。虽然拥有财富，但是此刻的他不是妻离子散，不是正像一个困苦流离、一个迷失的羊吗？失去了牧人。
Although he had money, had a lot of possessions, but this time, and isn't he like someone who has a broken family and scattered like the weary and scattered like a sheep having no shepherd?
所以我们实际上当主耶稣看到这一个所谓的优质偶像，主耶稣说这是一个流浪的羊啊。
And when Jesus saw him, this so-called quality idol, and Jesus will view him as a lost sheep.
他的前妻一篇长文把这个前夫的私生活丑闻在公众面前暴露出来可能是出了一口气可能是揭露了真相。
And his ex-wife has posted this long article to expose his scandal to the public. Probably she has took her revenge.
但这位前妻，她此刻不也是家庭破碎，失去丈夫，并且还有她前夫的一些死忠的粉丝在网上不停的骂她。
And this wife, he has also lost her husband and has a broken family, and many of the faithful fans of his ex husband has been accusing her.
所以我们想，在主耶稣的眼中，这样的一个女子，这样的一个前妻，她不也是一个困苦流离、一个迷失方向、一个失去牧人的羊吗
？And in Jesus' eyes, and this wife is also a sheep that having no shepherd and is wandering about.
有谁想到过这三个小孩子呢
？Who think about those three children?
这么幼小的年纪。他们父亲的丑闻弄成这个样子，然后彼此这个妈妈爸爸彼此的争吵，越来越多的人卷进来，丑闻越来越暴露。谁想到过这三个孩子他们经历了什么？他们此刻心里是怎样的痛苦呢
？These three children were still at a young age, and who can think about their feelings and about their life and when their scandal of their father was exposed to the public, and their parents has been quarreling all the time.
而且三个孩子很可能会最终会被拆散，因为父亲有可能只要这个唯一的儿子。
And the three children may be separated because the father may only want the son.
所以这三个年幼的孩子，他虽然一生下来，按人的说法，那是含着这个金汤匙降生，生在大富大贵的明星之家，有保姆，有阿姨，有佣人，就是来服侍。
Although the three children they were born in a very wealthy family with a very good conditions with servants serving them.
但此刻在主耶稣的眼中，这三个孩子，这个被世人所忽略的孩子，甚至被他们的父母都没有真正珍惜的孩子，在主耶稣的眼中，不就是困苦流离、迷失、失去牧人的羊吗？
And the three children in Jesus' eyes, although even they were not ignored by the world and even not truly loved by their parents, and they will be viewed as a lost sheep in Jesus' eyes, and they are wondering about.
所以，虽然主耶稣基督在世上的时候，他什么产业都不拥有，但是他是一个有目标的人，他不是迷失的人。
And though Jesus did not have any possession in this world, and he is a person with purpose, with a direction.
但这个世人虽然在这个世界上拥有很多，但是他迷失了。他拥有的是一个假象，他的目标是错的，是假的，他是迷失、流浪、痛苦。
And the people in this world, although they have a lot of possessions, but they do not have a life direction, and they live in a fantasy, and everything, they live in a falsehood.
当然了。我这么说可能有些朋友会说，哎呀，那这对明星夫妻他们当然有自己的目标，他们都是名校毕业，出身名门，他们很会做人生规划的，他们很会设立目标，而且他们以前都做到了，做得很好啊。
And some people may argue that this couple they must have their life purpose, and they all graduated from famous schools, and they was born from in a wealthy family, and they were good at life planning, and they had their life purpose and objectives, and they all achieved their goals in their life.
但是他们所谓的那些人生目标，所谓的那些人生规划，虚空的，是假的，不是真的。他们不过是偏行己路，迷失了而已。
But all their life goals and life objectives are false, are wrong, and they were lost.
所以我们今天来思想主耶稣基督的降生。我们知道耶稣基督跟这个世界上所有人都有一点是不同，他知道为什么来到这个世界上，他的人生，他的目标是什么。
And today we think about the birth of Jesus Christ. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ knew why he came to the world. He knew his life purpose and the mission of his life.
那么今天这个世人呢，很多人说啊，我也有我人生的规划，我也有我人生的目标，但是虚空的，假的。
And many people in the world claim that they have their life goals, but their life goals are empty and are false.
他们可能在这个世界上会拥有很多，他们可能给自己留得下一口豪华的棺材，但他们真的是偏行己路，困苦流离，在最终挣扎而且痛苦。
Although they have a lot of possessions in this world, although they could provide or prepare a very good coffin for themselves, but they live in the falsehood, and they were wandering in this world, and they were struggling in their sins.
圣经告诉我们，希伯来书十章七节，那时我说，主耶稣说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Hebrews 10:7 said that, behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It's written of me to do your will, O God.
我来给大家读几处经文，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
I will read you a few scriptures, and please just look at the screen.
马太福音一章二十一节，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。耶稣来到这个世界上，他是带有目的，带有使命的。
Jesus came to the world with a mission, with a purpose.
约翰一书的三章第五节第八节，你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。第八节，神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。耶稣来到世界上，他带的使命来，然后耶稣在这个地上短暂的一生，他所有的言行都是为着达成他所担负的使命。
Jesus came to the world with a mission, and the short life that Jesus lives in this world is to accomplish all he did and all he said was to accomplish the mission.
他的使命就是把人从罪当中拯救出来，除掉罪。
His mission was to deliver people from their sins, to take away their sins.
那耶稣是怎样做的呢？
And how did Jesus do?
我来给大家读几处经文，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
I'll read you a few more verses, and please just look at the screen.
希伯来书十章五到七节，所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体。燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的，那时我说，神啊，我来了，我要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。约翰一书四章十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。罗马书二十三节到二十五节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣为赎罪祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。我们最后再来看以赛亚书的五十三章六到十六节和十节。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭。主耶稣是担负着使命来到这个世界上的，而且主耶稣知道他的使命是什么。
Jesus came to the world with a mission, and Jesus knew his mission.
他的使命就是除去罪，把人从罪恶当中拯救出来。
His mission is to take away the people's sin and to deliver them out of their sin.
耶稣基督一切的言行都是围绕着这个使命去进行的。
And all Jesus' word and deeds are centered on this mission.
然后他人生在地上使命的达成，就是他被钉在十字架上。最后一句话，他说成了。
And he accomplishes his mission on the cross, and his last word was, "It's finished."
成了什么呢？成了上帝让他成为的赎罪祭和挽回祭。
And it's finished is that he accomplished and became the sin offering and the propitiation that God makes him to be.
耶稣基督，上帝无罪的羔羊，神的独生爱子。在十字架上担负世人的罪，成为赎罪祭，代替世人接受罪的刑罚，在十字架上牺牲他自己，当作祭物献上。
And the Lord Jesus Christ, the only beloved Son of God, and he bore our sins on the cross and became the propitiation and the sin offering, and he has taken the punishment of our sins on the cross.
让一切信靠耶稣基督的人罪得赦免，从此不再是成为罪的奴隶，被罪捆绑，从此在上帝的眼中成为新造的人，无罪的人。
And we who believes in him, and we our sins are forgiven, and we are no longer slaves to sin, and we are a sinless in the eyes of God.
从此有圣灵来到我们信靠耶稣的人心中，加添我们的信心和力量，让我们有力量去战胜罪，从罪中得释放。
And the Holy Spirit came in us to give us a strength and faith so that we can conquer sin and we have the strength to fight with sin.
所有这一切可以成就，就是因为耶稣完成了他在地上上帝赋予他的目标和使命，在十字架上他作为赎罪祭。
All this was accomplished because Jesus has finished his mission on this earth and he has accomplished his mission and to offer himself as a sin offering on the cross.
圣经也告诉我们，我们这些信靠跟从耶稣基督的人，我们也有了我们在地上真实的目标和使命。
And the Bible tells us we who believes in Jesus and follows him, we also have the purpose and the mission of our life.
马太福音五章十三到十六节，我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
I'll read you Matthew 5:13-16.
马太福音五章十三节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏。你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯，不放在门底下，不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。基督徒在这个世界上是世上的盐与光。
Christians are the salt and the light of this world.
这是我们的身份。
That's our identity.
我们的使命是什么呢？让人们看见我们这不失去味道的身份，不失去光的这样的一个身份，让他们看见这些，把荣耀归给在天上的神。
Our mission is that the world see a sort that does not lose its taste and see our light, and so that they can bring glory to God.
所以，我们信靠神的人，我们在世界上，在人的面前有好行为。其实归根结底不是仅仅关乎我个人的事情，不是仅仅关乎我自己是不是留下好名声啊，给人家留下好印象啊，不是这样的。
We who believe in God and we do the good works not only for ourselves so that we can get a good reputation, and it's not just that.
因为我有一个更大的使命，我要让人因为借着我，因为看到我可以把荣耀归给天上的父，归给神，而不是归给我自己，这是我的使命。
I have a greater mission that is through me that people may be drawn to God and may bring glory to God instead of bring glory to me.
在马太福音28:19-20，这是主耶稣给门徒颁布的大使命，我给大家读一下。
Matthew 28:19-20 is the great commission the Lord Jesus gave to his disciples, and I will read it to you.
因为大使命，我们还是一起来读哈，我又改主意了，我们还是一起来读。
Since it is a great commission, and I've changed my mind, let's read it together.
马太福音28:19-20，十九节。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这是我们每一个信靠跟从主耶稣基督的人，我们有使命的，不是没有使命，耶稣给我们的大使命。
And for us who believes in Jesus and follows him, we have a mission that Lord Jesus has given this great commission.
让所有人跟从耶稣，不是跟从我，不是跟从某个政治团体，不是跟从某些人，跟从耶稣。
So that the people will follow Jesus, not follow me, not follow some political groups.
凡耶稣所吩咐我们的，我们都教训人来遵守，不是讲我们自己想讲的东西，不是传这个世界上的东西，我们是讲从神那里来的，从耶稣那里来的。
teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, that the Lord has commanded us to talk about the things that the Lord has commanded us, not talk about the things about us.
在哥林多前书十章三十一到三十三节，我们还是一起来读哈。哥林多前书十章三十一节起，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。就好像我凡事都叫人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。信靠神的人，你可以吃，可以喝，你可以从事不同的职业，不同的岗位，当然了，不是非法啊。但你做这一切事情，无论做什么事情，你有一个最终的使命，你要归荣耀给神，你不要羞辱神。
And we who believe in God, we can eat and drink and do whatever careers that is legal, and we can do all those things. The purpose is to bring glory to God.
你甚至可以叫众人喜欢你，但是你要知道，你不是为了求自己的好处，你要别人得好处。那别人得到底得什么好处呢？让他得救。
And people may like you, but the purpose is not to seek your own benefits, but seek the benefits of others. The benefit, the profit is that they may be saved.
但这里我们特别要注意，就是让别人得益处，这个益处是非常明确的，让他得救。
And we have to pay attention here that the profit of those people, we seek the profit is that those people may be saved.
不是说吸毒的人找你要毒品你就给他，不是说酗酒的人找你要酒喝你就给他，你或给或不给，但是你最终你要让他认罪悔改，信耶稣，让他得救。
It's not that you give the drug abusers drugs or the give the wine or the alcohol to those alcoholics, and the purpose is that it's not whether you give it him or not, it's that you may let him. Be saved through you.
所以我们今天来思想主耶稣的降生，我们也思想这个很多很多神放在我们生命当中的信心的见证人就像神放在我生命当中的史蒂夫弟兄。
Today, when we think about the birth of Lord Jesus Christ, and we also think of the many witnesses that the Lord Jesus has put before us, like the Pastor Steve.
他们生命有什么不同呢？他们的生命有目标，真正的目标。他们生命有使命，真正从神来的使命。他们没有忘记的。
What the special thing about their life is they have a mission and they have their purpose of life.
所以他们在地上的日子，他们不是困苦流离的，他们不是没有方向的人。世人看他们可能是这样，他们不是这样。
And they may be weary and scattered or without direction in people's eyes, but they are in the world. They have a mission. They have their purpose.
相反，那些没有找到真正人生目标和价值的人，在世界上，无论你拥有什么，就是困苦流离。
On the contrary, all those people without a purpose and a mission of their life, no matter how much and how many things they own, and they are weary and scattered.
有目标的人生，第一个就是让这个人生是勇敢的。
A life with a purpose is a life with courage and bold.
勇气是非常重要的美德。
Courage and boldness is a very important virtue.
五旬节的时候圣灵降下，那么这些人特别注意到这些使徒他们一个很重要的变化，就是他们有勇气了。
At the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down, and people in the world noticed the very important change of those disciples, they have the courage and boldness.
他们以前都是很胆怯的，他们以前都是无知的小民，就是早早就逃跑了，早早就躲起来了。但是现在变得非常的勇敢。
And they used to be afraid, and they used to be unschooled, and when they had trouble and they flee away and they hide themselves.
那现在非常的勇敢，为什么呢？因为他们这时候真正得到了，拥有了他们人生的目标和使命。
But now they are very bold and courageous because they have got their mission and the purpose of their life.
所以这就在腓立比书一章二十节说的，照着我所切慕我所盼望的，没有一件叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation, the hope that is in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
我们试想一下，什么人可以讲这么勇敢的话？
Let's imagine what kind of people can speak words of such courage.
就是那些找到他生命使命的人，他的生命使命就是什么？让基督的生命在我生命中显大。
Those people who have the boldness that given by the Lord Jesus see that the life of Jesus, the life of Christ may be magnified in their life.
有目标的人生，有使命的人生，也是有力量的人生。
The life with a mission and a purpose is also a life with strength.
腓立比书的三章十三到十四节，这里说向着标杆直跑。
Now here Philippians 13:14 here says I press toward the goal.
这简单的几句话，向着标杆直跑，你就会看见一个人，他有方向，他有目标，他有使命。
When he says I press toward the goal, we can tell that he has a direction, he has his mission.
然后他有力量。
And he has the strength.
他有力量，这个力量不是短暂的，不是暂时的，而是持续的，绵绵不绝的，他总是有力量。
And he has the strength. The strength is not just temporary, it's lasting. And he always had the strength.
有目标的人生是喜乐的。
And the life with a purpose is a life with joy.
腓立比书三章十节，到十三节。十节、十二节、十三节，我们大家还是一起来读一下。
Let's read together these verses.
腓立比书三章十节第一部分起，我靠主大大喜乐，我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。所以这里他非常的喜乐，使徒保罗非常的喜乐，大大的喜乐。
Apostle Paul greatly rejoiced here.
为什么这样喜乐呢？因为前面他说了，他找到标杆了，他找到方向了，他的人生不再是困苦流离、流离失所了，他的人生是有方向和使命的了。
Why he rejoiced so much and he has found his direction and his purpose and the mission of his life is no longer weary and scattered.
在这个圣诞节的时候呢，我就在思想，哎呀，我过了那么多的圣诞节，有哪一次圣诞节给我留下的印象最深？
And during this Christmas season, I've been thinking which Christmas has impressed me most.
后来我想啊，我就有一次，那是好多好多年前，在圣诞节的这个聚会当中，史蒂夫弟兄就是给我们唱了一首歌。
And I thought about that many many years ago, and on the Christmas gathering, and Brother Steve, sent us a song.
然后说实话，史蒂夫弟兄这个唱歌不太好，也五音有点不全。
And I tell you the truth, and Brother Steve was not very good at singing.
但他居然唱了一首歌，很罕见的。
So it's very rare that he sang a song to us.
他说：“哎呀，他说今天圣诞节，我一定要把我最喜欢最喜欢的圣诞歌唱给大家听。
”He said, "Today is Christmas, so I have to sing my most favorite song, Christmas song, to you."
然后这个歌呢，讲的就是一个打鼓的小男孩的事情。
And the song tells of a little drummer boy.
然后在圣诞节这一天，有人告诉他，他说啊，我们的王降生了，我们都带上最好的礼物去献给我们的王。
and on Christmas Day, and other people tell this little boy that our king is born, and we all bring the best gift to present to our king.
然后这个小男孩他说：“哎呀，他说我这么穷，我什么都没有，我没有一个合适的礼物献给王。”
And the little boy said, "I'm so poor, and I do not have a good gift to present to the king."
然后他说：“但是我有一个小鼓，他说我能不能打鼓给我的王听呢？”
But he said that I have a drum, and can I play the drum to the Lord?
啊，后来玛利亚点点头，然后这小男孩就打起了鼓。
And Mary nodded, and the little boy played his drum.
然后这个婴儿耶稣向他露出了笑容。
And the baby Jesus smiled at him.
好，我们一起来听一首这首歌，不是史蒂夫的原声啊。
Let's listen to the song. It was not sung by Brother Steve.
我们请弟兄把这个前面的灯稍微关一下。我们也可以把这个前面这一段灯关。在我们纪念主耶稣降生的日子，我们思想耶稣是带着使命来到这个世界。
During the time we remember the birth of Lord Jesus Christ and we think about Jesus came to the world with a mission.
我们更知道，我们每一个信号跟从耶稣的人，我们也是有目标、有使命的人了。
We also know that we who believes and follows Jesus, we also have a mission.
两年前其实我还去到宾州见过史蒂夫弟兄。
And 2 years ago, actually, we visited Pennsylvania. Brother Steve in Pennsylvania.
事实上，当我看见他的时候，我觉得，哎呀，跟我几十年前看见他没有什么不同。
And when I saw him, I thought there was no change before the time and I saw him dozens of years ago.
他其实一直就是个打鼓的小男孩。
He has been like this little drum boy.
有人说，男人永远不会长大。
Some people say that men will never grow up.
Steve, 他一直是一个打鼓的小男孩。
Brother Steve has been this little drum boy.
他一直在为他所爱的主打鼓，尽力的 play best for 耶稣。
Playing the drum and playing the best for his Lord Jesus.
所以充满了喜乐，充满了力量，不衰竭。
He was full of joy and full of strength and never withers away.
地上没有什么东西可以捆绑他。
Nothing can bind him.
需要棺材干什么呢？
Why does he need a coffin?
不需要捆绑。
It will not be bound.
我们每一个基督徒的生命，我们都有永远的生命，我们是有永生的人。
Every one of us Christian, we have eternity, we have eternal life.
在上帝眼中，我们永远都是一个小男孩、小女孩。
In God's eyes, we are forever a little boy or little girl.
我们要怎样做呢？
What should we do?
打鼓，用力的打 ，play the best for Jesus.
We should play our drum for Lord Jesus. We should play the best for Lord.
不要被时间欺骗，不要被魔鬼撒旦的谎言欺骗，不要被脸上的皱纹、头上的白发和欺骗。你有永生在你心里。
And do not play, do not be deceived by the world. Do not be deceived by time or Do not be deceived by your wrinkles or your gray hair on your head. You have eternity.
摩西八十岁的时候，带领以色列人出埃及。
And when Moses was 80 years old, he led Israel out, light out of the Egypt.
我的老牧师史蒂夫，八十一岁的时候离世归主了。
And old pastor Steve, when he was 81 years old, and he was received by the Lord.
有什么区别呢？
And what's the difference?
都是有永生的人。
We all have eternity.
所以让我们在每一天，我们来到神的面前，我们对耶稣说，我要 play best for you.
So every day, let's come before our Lord and say, I will play the best for you.
这样我们才是真正完成我们生命中的使命，我们才能达到最大的喜乐，我们才有真正的力量和勇气。
And we can accomplish the mission in our life in this way, and we have the greatest joy and strength.
忘记你在地上的棺材吧。
Forget about your coffin in this world.
忘记在地上那些所有捆绑你的东西吧。
Forget about all the things that has bound you.
你是一个不被捆绑的人。
You are no longer be bound.
因为你是属主的人。
Because you belong to God.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的独生爱子赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your only beloved Son to us.
让我们这一切信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
让我们这些本来在这世上是流离失所、困苦流离的人，让我们的人生有真正的意义，有真正的价值，有真正的目标，有真正的使命。
And we who were weary and scattered in this world, now we can.Have a mission, have the real meaning of our life, and we have the purpose of our life.
无论神把我们放在这个世界上哪一个位置，放在什么样的一个环境当中，让我们把我们里面从神那里所得到的永远的生命活出来。
No matter God put us, no matter where God put us in this world, in what position, in what circumstances, may we live out the eternal life that God has put in us.
我们每天都要对救我们的主耶稣基督说，我们要来荣耀你的名。
And every day, let's come to the Lord and say to Him that who have saved us, and we will glorify Your name.
你无保留的爱我们，我们无保留的把自己献在你的手中，为你所用。
And you have loved us completely, and we will offer ourselves completely before you.
让我们的人生不再是在这个地上困苦流离，同时又是被罪捆绑。
And let our life no longer be weary and scattered and a slave to sin.
让我们的人生真正得释放，得自由，我们经历那从天上来的喜乐，我们得力量。
And we have a life of freedom, and we have experienced the strength and joy from heaven.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.